This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver students are inside the state capitol this morning demanding lawmakers take action against gun violence. The effort comes after 16-year-old Luis Garcia, an East High student, was shot outside of the school in February and died Wednesday. Mateo Toller was on the soccer team with Garcia and says his death is a catalyst for change because before...
I struggled to like actually feel involved in stuff like this, even if it was around me, because it didn't personally affect me. But I've been personally affected like very strongly. Luis was a good friend of mine. I feel very obligated to keep this campaign moving.
Students walked out of class earlier this morning and marched to the Capitol, where a day of gun control advocacy was already planned. Access Gallery in Denver is celebrating the city's month of photography with two new exhibitions. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Denver's month of photography is a biennial festival, and Access Gallery in Denver offers creative, educational, and economic possibilities for people with disabilities. Julia Vandenover collaborated with her son for Being Grayson, which chronicles his ADHD and dyslexia.
It was a powerful reminder as his mom of how he interprets things and how he moves through the world and hears things. I really wanted to collaborate with him, and I wanted it to be where he was having agency over this project and over his own experience.
Another Access exhibit looks at street photography through disability advocacy. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org. Highs across the state today are in the low 40s to the low 50s, mostly sunny. Coming up next, it's The Takeaway, and we'll kick off the hour by talking to Professor Anita Hill about her new book.